Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. And here today to talk to us about driving when it comes to the holidays, because that time is upon us, the 6 week holidays just around the corner. And jetting off on our holidays, and we don't do it properly, do we?
We don't, and it's quite startling. This enterprise rent-a-car research that's just come out. It's 4,500 people surveyed, pan-European survey. So it's giving us a really interesting snapshot of what we don't do to our cars. And I mean, I've always thought that car skills are declining, but when you look at this, it really is quite surprising. You've got so many of us who are going to drive either at home over the summer or take their cars abroad, 2 million of us going abroad. And the average distance, if you have a staycation in the UK, is 589 miles. So we've got 60% of people admitting that they never do any regular checks. 11% of people who say they have driven a car with the seat in the wrong position because they didn't know how to adjust it. And they can't use the indicators. They can't defrost the windscreen. So this is really throwing up this amazing inability of people to kind of get to grips with understanding cars and how important it is to check them over before they go on a motoring holiday.
Yeah, if you don't prepare to fail and all of that, you shouldn't just rely on the old vehicle to tell you when something's wrong with it.
No, and I think if you're renting, then obviously all the important stuff is done for you, but you've still got to be aware of the roads if you're going abroad, and all the regulations. I mean, you've got to have high-vis jackets in your car for all the passengers if you're in Europe. You've got to have breathalyzers now in France. You've got to have a special sticker if you go into the centre of Paris, Lyon or Grenoble to tell the emissions of your car. It's really getting quite complicated. And from what we can see from this enterprise rent-a-car survey, it is just not something that people are thinking about. And as someone who drives to France on a regular basis, trust me, you can get into hot water. And there's this new sneaky piece of legislation called the Cross-Border Enforcement Directive, which means that you can now be done for speeding camera fines in foreign countries. They can chase you via the DVLA here. So that's, again, something you've really, really got to think about.
And if people haven't thought about it until you're telling them right now, what can we do? Where can we find this information so we are fully prepared for when we go on holiday?
Well, it's as easy as going onto the internet with your smartphone and saying, preparing my car for driving abroad or preparing my car for the holidays. There's lots of things you need to do. And the basic thing I say to people, if it's their own car, get it serviced. Don't go on holiday without getting somebody to check it over for you. That's absolutely basic. And obviously, if you're renting, then all that will be done. But familiarise yourself with the controls. I mean, everybody, when they rent a car, they think, oh, I'm not going to say, I'm embarrassed, I don't know how to work this car, but I'm not going to ask the guy. Always ask the person, because they will come out and they will talk you through the controls. And Enterprise are really adamant about this, that if you want help with your new rental car, just understanding what does what, then ask, and the people are there to help you. But if you're going abroad and it's your own car, you've got to have insurance. So you've got to tell your insurance company you're going abroad. You need to have your V5C, your registration document. You need to have your headlight deflectors. You need to have your GB sticker. You need to have your high-vis, your breathalyzers. I mean, the list really is now quite considerable. So prepare and don't leave it to chance. Otherwise, that wonderful continental holiday will be ruined.
I do think that it can be quite stressful driving on holiday. I don't do it. I leave it to the other half. But picking up the car, working out where to go, and like you say, just giving yourself 5 minutes to work out which side the indicators are and the windscreen wipers. It's all it really needs. Just give yourself a minute to familiarise yourself with the car, surely.
That's it. And you're profound when you say that, because most people just want to rush off and get on the road as quickly as they can. Take some time. And here's the serious bit. It could all go horribly wrong. And it's very important to get into your mind if you're driving abroad that you're on the wrong side of the road. And what I used to do was put a post-it note on the dashboard just constantly, because you can sometimes be going out of a junction and you just have a mental kind of failure, and then you end up driving on the wrong side of the road. So take your time, take a breath, plan it. And when you're leaving the rental station or getting off the ferry or the tunnel for the first time, take it really, really slowly and understand that this is a different set of road systems, different rules, different skill level with traffic. And just take it easy for the first few miles.
And I think people are pressured, aren't they, by other drivers, and you should never be like that because they'll go round you or whatever. But like you say, if you try and keep up to speed with everybody else, it's not going to be the best.
It's not. And if you're in France or Italy where they, what should we say, their driving standards are variable, you can get bullied into position. So just always say, this isn't the wacky races. I can pull over, I can let the bloke pass. And it's not your imagination. The French do drive very, very close to your bumper because apparently that's the way they've been taught. I mean, I've always thought that this is odd, and I thought it was because my car had English plates and then I got a French car with French plates, and they still do it. So don't let that intimidation of other drivers be a factor in you making mistakes either. So really, really important to get your head around this is a different driving experience. Prepare for it, and that means thinking about it a good way ahead, getting all these things in the car if it's your own car, and if you're renting, making sure you understand completely how that car works and also where you're going. Take a map with you. Sat navs are great, but you'll end up in the middle of Paris, and then that's a nightmare. Take a map and the sat nav and plan your route beforehand.
Now, when you're talking about holidays there abroad, but even in your own car, I can't quite believe that 24% of people in Yorkshire have never opened their bonnet.
I can't either. And it says a lot, doesn't it? And that some of them were saying, well, we expect modern cars to work all the time. That was 19%. Or I rely on the annual MOT, 30%. I rely on warning lights to say something is wrong, 36%. When the warning light is on, Ducky, it's not good. I mean, it's just 49% have never changed a tyre, 57% don't have a high-vis jacket, 47% don't have a warning triangle. I mean, you'll get busted by the French cops if you don't have these things. 47% don't have a torch. I mean, this is really quite incredible stuff here. 24% won't check screen wash levels. So what happens if your screen is covered with bugs and stuff and you can't clean it as you're hurtling down that auto route at 120 kilometres? So, you know, I'm quite staggered at this report because it's made me think that there really is a kind of skills and awareness crisis when it comes to looking out of our cars and preparing for a long journey. So the warning from Wilson is here, you know, take ownership of your car responsibilities and do it right. Otherwise, that long drive might not go to plan.
That long drive as well, when people haven't familiarised themselves with their controls, they haven't managed to work out what radio station they like. I can't believe they're driving along listening to a rubbish one instead of ours. It's easy. Well, preset pulse too easy.
Now, the thing that worries me here, I mean, the radio station, OK, that's fine. Now, you would say that, wouldn't you? But how about 11% of people who have difficulty getting into reverse gear? I mean, that's a stunner, that really is.
But I think everyone's had one of these stories. I remember going to America for the first family holiday. And we were sat in the rent car car park for ages. And we'd been on a really long flight. My dad's got four kids in the back. And he's getting frustrated. He can't drive. He gets the guy across exactly like you said, you know, I can't, this car's not moving. And it was at that point that the guy said, well, sir, it's an automatic. My dad was trying to find the gear stick. So it happens to us all. It hasn't happened
since. And it's kind of sweet, particularly with blokes who don't want to admit that they don't understand the car. But for goodness sake, take advice. That's what people at the rental places are there for. And instead of pretending you've driven all these cars and you're an absolute expert, get them to quickly talk you through the controls, because it'll save time and stress. Because this is when, you know, relationships are pushed to their furthest limit. When you're in a foreign car, either in a foreign country or at home, and you don't know how it works and you don't know how you're going, you know, people have big marriage-threatening rows over this sort of thing. So just prepare. Get your head around it. It's actually not that difficult, but you've got to take ownership of it.
Well, thank you very much for your wisdom from Wilson. I appreciate you coming on the show today to tell us all about the
pleasure.
Top tips for.
And remember about those speed cameras, and they can catch you in the UK. That's going to catch a lot of people by surprise.
That is new information to me, so I appreciate you sharing that with us on the show today. Quinton, thank you very much for chatting. Have
pleasure.
A lovely summer.
And you.
Thank you.
Drive carefully.
Bye. Bye-bye.